Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We've been duped, Americans. Almost everything that we grew up believing has been a lie. And if you can admit to that now, you'll already be showing signs of growth. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Being able to accept that, hey, I've been naive, I've been bamboozled, is one of the steps of you going, okay, I got to recognize this. I have to recognize it, that my ability to see things, my ability to be discerning, has not, at the time, hadn't reached the level of maturity that it is now. What am I talking about? I'm talking about this. For decades, we think that this change that we're seeing right now is just beginning to happen. This change that we're seeing has been happening for a long time. And what we've learned is that the establishment has always been bigger than the American people, bigger than labels like Republican and Democrats. And I remember when a guy would tell me, say, man, Kevin, it's a one-party system, and, you know, you're all in for Republicans. And I would always say, look, I'm not all in for Republicans, but here's what they do, yada. And I would make excuses. And I'm not, this isn't a, I'm an independent type of a speech that I'm giving you. Or I'm a libertarian because I'm so evolved. What I'm telling you is, I always still thought that the Democrats were bad, Republicans were moderately good, and that was all there was. But it's kind of like electronics. You have a one and a zero, right? It's either one or zero. And we talk about it in regular terms, is there? But there's this gray area, right? Well, in electronics, we talk about the tri-state. Well, what we've also learned in electronics is there's multiple states. It isn't just ones and zeros, on or off. There's a tri-state, which is like I can be waiting in limbo to be influenced to be a one or a zero. And now we've learned in electronics that there's many more things you can do to create these additional states. Well, it's the same thing here. There is no one and a zero. There's no Republicans and Democrats. There's an establishment that's in a tri-state, and the establishment is moving based on the will of the people in some cases, or how the people can be influenced to be a one or a zero. I'm glad you're here for this, because I want you to understand we are finally coming of an age where the government doesn't like us, because we now understand that it isn't ones and zeros. It's not black and white. There's all these shades in between. And I know it seems very juvenile the way I'm discussing this, but I promise you it's a much more deep discussion. We should be talking about this at events and understanding this, and not make it conspiratorial, but make it really... Don't look at me as a conspiracy theorist. Look at me for the reality of what we're seeing. The changing of the guard doesn't change. One of my writers wrote a piece about this, and it's based on what happened at Watergate. The little that the American public really knows that happened behind the scenes, where the clandestine agencies of the government got rid of Nixon. And let me tell you why they probably got rid of Nixon. I don't know all the details because I haven't researched it yet, but I will talk about the article that Tiffany wrote, my editor. I will tell you that why wouldn't they want to get rid of Nixon? Nixon was undoing a lot of stuff that people didn't like. Nixon was undoing, for example, he set up affirmative action. There were a lot of leftist Democrats that didn't like that. Nixon was one of the most pro-black presidents. I know people are, Kevin, what are you talking about? Nixon was one of the most pro-black presidents. He was progressive in a sense, but he was progressive at a time when it was needed. He saw that black people were really being oppressed and government needed to step in. I don't think the left liked that. Anyway, when we talk about the true draining of the swamp, I'm going to tell you guys something. Donald Trump may be the only president in modern history who really was trying to drain the swamp and has given us a glimpse behind the Iron Curtain of the one party, the uniparty system that we would have never gotten otherwise. You couldn't have told me that the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA, and there are other people, great things higher than that, would go after the president in the way that they did. You couldn't have convinced me of that. And now, I believe it as sure as I can see my hand waving in front of my face right now. Completely believe it. There are many things that before I would have been like, oh, come on, man, you know, whatever, dismissed it. I don't dismiss it anymore. Here's a fun fact, she writes. Reagan was 69 years old when he was sworn in his first term in 81. He was the oldest first-term president until 2017, when Trump was sworn in at the age of 70. One might assume Biden would be the age record holder, but that's just the dementia talking. Tonight, while pondering the presidential legacies of modern history, I came to a conclusion, she writes. Political change works in much the same way as building credit. You can spend 10 years working diligently to build your score up to a 750 and then ruin it in less than 10 months with just a few failed moves. Washington, D.C. is the same way. Trump spent 4 years building us into something great again, and in 4 weeks, Biden had returned us to the path of total destruction. Sadly, democracy doesn't work the way we're brought up to believe it will work. One would think that party politics working together would work together to enhance our country. We assume that the party in power will have this great agenda built around the biggest problems that need tackling, and the opposing party will act as a safeguard, keeping the train on the tracks, so to speak. And the president is a conductor, leading us through the tunnels. She's right. That's exactly what we presume. We think everybody's going to work together. If Trump proved anything, and this was the most naive part of his presidency, he thought, when I start making strides, Democrats will follow suit. They'll say, oh, we've got this guy's amazing. We've got to work with him. Look at what he's done. Go back. At one point, I was going to take all the great things that Trump did and do a show. I'd have to do 20 shows. I'm not even exaggerating it. From crushing the EPA and stopping business. I mean, this guy made America the place to come for business. Optimism was back. I could go on. And the establishment said, you cannot let this person be this effective. It will destroy us. And that's where we are right now. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Today we're discussing the arrest and indictment of Donald Trump over what? Nothing. A misdemeanor if it were true, and it's totally not. I'm not going to go into the details around that, but it's a BS. A BS charge waged by a woman who, maybe a woman, who decided she wanted to profiteer on President Trump's notoriety. It's really that simple. Those types of settlements happen all the time on, you know, where it's not about guilt or innocence. It's about how much money will it take for me to fight you, and is it worth the public embarrassment of a fight? And so people will do this stuff. They'll come after you that way. You don't believe me? Well, I'll give you some examples. Justin Bieber versus Mariah Yeager. Go look it up. You don't have to believe me. Ready? Keanu Reeves versus Karen Sala. Look it up. Michael Jordan versus Pamela Smith. Chris Rock was sued by Callie Boyer, when her son was a teenager, 13 years after falsely alleging conception. It was a reverse case. Michael Gergenti sued Kourtney Kardashian, saying he was the father of one of her children. But the DNA proved that he wasn't. She had to prove that a dude wasn't the daddy, but he was suing her, thinking that she would say, well, let me just keep it out of the trays. But she took the DNA test and said, well, I'll prove it to you. So they call these nuisance suits, civil suits that are nuisance suits. And I want to give you an idea. The media is not going to tell you this. They're like, oh, this happens. This is Donald Trump. By the way, there are sites dedicated to this. Wrongly accused of being a parent of somebody. Wrongly accused of having dated somebody. They do it. They're called nuisance suits. And many people will say, okay, I got to get my attorneys involved and all this. What does it take just to get you to get out of my face? And they pay it. And Trump paid it. It was chump change to him. But apparently, the retirement plan for strippers and prostitutes isn't that good. So Stormy Daniels needed a new plan. So Miss Stephanie Gregory Clifford, who became Stormy Daniels, the porn queen, decided she was going to get her payback. And that's what she did. She had four marriages. Two lasted 2 years. She got husband number three in 2015, split from him in 2018, got husband number four in 2022. So she's looking for a man to bail her out. That's for doggone sure. And Trump was the mark. But why are we even having the discussion is what gets me. Everybody knows this is a lie. She singled out Trump for two reasons, publicity and money, things that could extend her career. And she also helped to revive the career of Michael Cohen, who, by the way, Trump had done some pretty good things by. Cohen had a pretty good career going until the Democrats decided to target him and turn him against Trump, thinking that, oh, surely the president's trusted advisor is going to have some dirt on Trump. And they tried to get, you know, the funny part about that story is while trying to dig up all this dirt on Trump, stealing Michael Cohen's records and stuff, who goes to prison? Cohen. And you know what they did? They poured through all of his records and said, while we didn't find anything on Donald Trump, we've got more on you, Michael Cohen. What about this case? And what about this? And Cohen went, I'll tell you, I'll tell you anything you want to know about Donald Trump. Just let me go. So they put him in Club Fed for a little while, let him percolate and wait it out. And then he gets out and goes, okay, I've thought of something. Meanwhile, Michael Avenatti, who was working with Stormy Daniels, because she needed the money, he files a case for her. I don't know what it turned out to be, but then she ends up suing her own attorney, saying he fraudulently, you know, filed this case for me because she ended up having to pay $300,000 in legal fees to Donald Trump when he countersued. When he said, okay, you lost, now I want my money back. She ran into a buzzsaw, a guy who was willing to fight back. And by the way, she's broke, looking for love in all the wrong places. And Michael Avenatti's in prison. And Michael Cohen? In prison? Well, he was. My point is, everybody who's laid out this plan for destruction of Donald Trump finds themselves in bad shape. Yes, there is a God. Are there any agnostics out there? Are there any atheists? I'm giving you God at work here on behalf of Donald Trump saying, I will follow truth. I don't care whether Trump had a relationship with Stormy Daniels or not. I don't believe he did. Because if he did, he'd be the dumbest billionaire playboy I've ever met. I know some. Oh, I know some. I know. I never thought I'd have that many billionaire friends, but I do. So anyway, Cohen, who the press described as Jordan's You see where my head is at. I'm in basketball. I'm still stuck on Michael Jordan having to, getting sued. But anyway, Cohen has been described as a fixer by the Democrats, Trump's fixer, the guy who solves all his problems. But, okay, so what they got him for was, they said it was, he arranged the payout to Stormy Daniels and to this lady named Karen McDougal, who, as I mentioned, maybe I didn't mention her, but she was part of this lawsuit. And Karen McDougal was I forget her title, but she was like Playboys or whatever. And she got mixed up in it. And Trump actually apologized and said, I'm really sorry that they got you mixed up in this nonsense. They recorded him and they, oh, we've got the dirt on Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, it says, you know what, this is all nonsense, and I'm really sorry you got caught up in it. And no way, this is undercover tape, folks, that they go, oh, we'll get him, it's undercover. And Trump in no way incriminates himself, and it's not like he's skirting around it. He doesn't know he's being recorded. And he says to her, you know, I'm so sorry they're dragging your name through this. It's a bunch of baloney, and everybody knows it, but it is what it is. And you could tell, he knows it's business as usual. But Cohen is now the key witness. He's going to bring old Trump down. Or is he? Because there are some other people that are now talking about who he is and what he's done. And that's throwing a wrinkle in this whole thing. By the way, I'm going to get back to the Nixon stuff and then wanting to bring Trump down that way. But I just want to give you a little bit of a recap. Do you know that Michael Cohen changed political parties 5 times? Political allegiance 5 times. The dude is an opportunist. And the one thing that I have to say I don't like about Trump is his choice of people who are going to represent him. I think he should do a better job. But Cohen's a crook, and he's now trying to save himself by throwing Trump under the bus. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Is today the day Donald Trump becomes the first former president to face a criminal indictment? Looks like the answer is no. The grand jury in New York is not meeting today. Members have been told to stand by for tomorrow. Shootings across the USA. Two Shelby County, Alabama sheriff's deputies were wounded while doing a welfare check. One person's under arrest. No word on the deputy's conditions. In Denver, two faculty members were wounded in a shooting at a high school this morning. A suspect remains at large. No word on the conditions of those hit. The Fed wraps up its two-day meeting today. Board members deciding whether to raise interest rates again to try to cool inflation. Shoe store chain Foot Locker is closing about 400 stores around the USA, mostly in malls. And school remains out for a second day in Los Angeles as school staffers are striking and teachers are honoring those picket lines. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking about the arrest and conviction and indictment of Donald Trump. It's already been foretold, right? Because that's what they want. It's been preordained. Destroy Trump at all costs. Because as they said in Gladiator, they cannot destroy, they cannot kill you until they kill your name. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So we're talking about Stormy Daniels, four-time married to Stormy Daniels, the porn queen, the stripper who does not have a retirement plan except men. So she sues men. And I don't know if you know much about Stormy, but there might have been a time when Stormy was kind of hot, but her shelf life is over. It's, let's just say, she hasn't aged well. So now she's got to figure things out. And she's broke. She owes Donald Trump $300,000. By the way, Donald Trump has not seized any of her life. He hasn't been obtrusive. He could go after her and say, every dollar you make until you pay me off, you can't make a living. He hasn't done that. He's left her alone, even though he has a judgment against her. You think he doesn't have the manpower to say, I want to take... He could go in her house and say, give me that TV, give me them panties, give me that stuff. Donald Trump has done nothing. And then we've got Michael Avenatti. Well, he made his own bed. By the way, the guy that people were touting to be the next president of the United States, all the accolades being laced on Avenatti, do we have that clip?
He's Donald Trump's worst. Michael Avenatti.
Joining us once again is Michael Avenatti.
That's bringing in Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, thank you very much.
He's out there saving the country.
You got Meacham says he may be the savior of the republic.
You are something of a folk hero now.
I owe Michael Avenatti an apology. I've been saying enough already, Michael. I've seen you everywhere. What do you have left to say? I was wrong, brother. You have a lot to say. I am just dying to hear what you think.
These people all like you.
I'm the only person right here Donald Trump fears more than Robert Miller.
We think you guys are the tip of the spear that's going to take down Donald Trump.
Michael Avenatti's a beast.
Okay, that's true.
And he's
a beast.
He's a beast.
I hand it to her, and I hand it to Michael Avenatti.
But he has a great bigger calling here, that being a lawyer is minimal compared to what he's doing.
No one has talked tougher directly to Donald Trump on TV than Michael Avenatti, and Donald Trump is afraid to mention his name.
That's fascinating.
Donald Trump is terrified
of Michael Avenatti.
Now, he gives Trump a run for his money more than anybody else, Michael Avenatti.
An existential threat to the Trump presidency.
The Democrats could learn something from you. You are messing with Trump a lot more than they are.
He has no doubt created sheer panic in Donald Trump's very fragile mind.
Michael Avenatti is laying down the law as guest co-host. And is he really thinking about running for president?
One reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
You look at the field of Democrats right now, and Avenatti's the one who stands out.
If they decide they value a fighter most,
yes,
people would be foolish to underestimate Michael Avenatti.
I have always said that they need a fighter.
Look, I mean, we're going to continue to use the media. I think we've used it with great success.
Welcome back, folks. I'd love to get every one of those people to make a comment about Michael Avenatti. Today, convicted and sentenced for aggravated identity theft when he negotiated Stormy Daniels' book deal, and he defrauded her. He got convicted of all the other charges New York and California brought against him. These criminal charges include, but were not limited to, tax evasion, wire fraud, misuse of his law firm's funds for his personal enrichment, including co-purchase of a private jet, embezzlement, $25 million attempted extortion of Nike. Do you remember this? Obstruction of justice against the IRS. This is the guy that they just gave all those accolades to. And of course, unrelated to all of this was his domestic violence stuff. It got dismissed by his girlfriend. But by then, both of his ex-wives had already divorced him. That's Michael Avenatti's history, if you will. And this is the guy they were touting to be the next. Oh, look at, oh my God, Donald Trump's over. I owe you an apology, Mr. Michael Avenatti. You're amazing. Oh, how? Oh, man, you gotta love it. So, what is this? What does Michael Avenatti represent to me metaphorically? He represents the Democratic Party. He represents January 6th. He represents Russian collusion. He represents Hunter Biden's laptop. He represents everything that the Chinese origins, Wu flu of the Wu flu, etc. The bank failures. What does Stormy Daniels represent? The Democrats and the metaphor of January 6th is a lie. The election integrity, the Chinese Wu flu, and all the other stuff that I just mentioned. Bank failures. All that stuff. How do we talk about this without being able to put it in the contextual fabric of what leftists do? They lie, man. They get a guy. Look, I just want to give you the two people that were going to bring down Donald Trump was a stripper prostitute who is known for lying about men and who uses men to do what she. Oh, but hey, let's not forget that old Me Too movement, right? Because woohoo, I am woman, hear me roar. And numbers too big to ignore. And oh, by the way, I happen to be a. Well, you can rhyme that one yourself. So that's Michael Avenatti. Now, we talked about Cohen earlier, and I can give you a little bit more context about him. But and I'm putting this into the thing of into the idea, the concept, if you will, of where is this going to go for the Democrats? I mean, I've already okay. Is there anybody I've given you that you would want to hang your hat on? I said this of Cohen: if Michael Cohen, your personal attorney, can be extorted, they grab all his records, and the attorney end up in jail, you got to be clean. You are clean. Attorney-client privilege is like talking to your shrink. Imagine this. I wish Donald Trump had a psychologist, and they go say, you better tell us what's in those records, and then they do the tapes, and then they put the psychologist in jail. That's the equivalent of this to me. They go, man, this dude is so messed up. And Donald Trump's like, yeah, you know. And it ends up in those tapes that Trump is actually helping the psychologist. You know, you don't really understand the art of the deal. oh, my gosh. That would be too funny. Crooked Cohen meeting regularly with these prosecutors in order to get Donald Trump and this just ginned up nonsense. You know, besides being a trusted advisor to the president, Cohen was co-president of the Trump Entertainment Organization. He was a board member of the family's health charity, the Eric Trump Foundation, deputy finance chairman of the Republican National Committee from 2017 to 2018. Now, I told you, he's a flip-flopper, but that's okay. You know, he's working with a guy who, I mean, look, I don't get caught up in celebrity. Not much. I mean, there's a few people I would definitely be like, oh, but it would fool you who that is. But anyway, I'm not caught up in it. So if I were doing work for Michael Jordan, it wouldn't be this thing of me always talking about, well, listen, me and the Jord were hanging out. You know, it would just be, well, Kevin, what do you do? I'm the executive assistant to Michael Jordan or whatever. And that would be the end of it. Oh, my gosh. But it wouldn't be like, Mike, come to my house. The Jord's going to be over. We're going to barbecue. I wouldn't be doing posting selfies with Jordan all the time. It would be a very nondescript thing for me. But it's a nice thing when you are around people that have, quote, celebrity, and you have access to them. You get to see the way their world works. And I will tell you this. We have a project we've been trying to launch with a guy out of Chicago where kids get to work with CEOs, at-risk kids. Get the upfront attention of a CEO. They have his phone number in there. Imagine if you were Elon Musk, said, Kevin Jackson, you call me anytime you need me. I'll give you advice. Whatever. I had that kind of access. What could you learn from a guy like that? So we're trying to make these things available to these at-risk kids through this project. But my point is, Cohen had the mind of a guy who wrote The Art of the Deal, who most people consider to be a marketing genius, at his fingertips, and he squandered it. Why? He wanted a lesser prison sentence. Now, in his defense, he got caught in the whirlwind of the Democrats destroy Trump at all cost, but he could have stayed firm and said, look, stuck to his guns and honored attorney-client privilege, and which would you have rather seen? I would have rather see the guy stick to his guns the way I did when Fox said, you take that tweet back. I'm not taking it back. Kevin, it's a career-ending decision. For whom? You can't end my career, Fox News. But he didn't do that. He took the easy way out. Okay, yeah, I just roll over. I'll go be a boyfriend of some dude in prison. Are you kidding me? Not rolling over. It's weakness that makes you roll over. Those are what weasels do. And so now we got Alvin Bragg, who enters the picture because he's got Cohen, the smoking gun. The first black DA and chief prosecutor for the borough of Manhattan County of New York, installed by Soros.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Everybody who goes after Donald Trump so far has been snake bit in one form or another. Stormy Daniels, what little career she had left is in ruins. If she had befriended Trump, I think she'd be much better off. But go back to Omarosa. Omarosa wrote her book, rode off into the sunset. What she'd been mentioned? Who else? What was the guy that wrote the book that said I was on the Trump Insider, and I forget his name. I can see his face. He wrote a book. He said, I interviewed Trump, and I was on the inside, and I got the story, and the lady calls him out. Nora Roberts in CBS or whatever her name was, she calls him out and says, you didn't spend any time with Trump. You were a fly on the wall at best. You know, by the way, your book is bogus. It's bunk. Halpern wrote a book on Trump. It didn't sell anything. Many others have written books on Trump. Didn't sell a thing. Their careers are in ruin. You know where Scaramucci is? Doing reality TV. Name him. Name me somebody who has tormented Trump and done well. You think Adam Schiff looks better? You think Jerry Nadler looks better? Who? Give me one person. And look, I'm not trying to. This is not a commercial for Trump. This is a commercial for truth and justice. And I'd said earlier, one word protects Trump from all the other stuff that happens. And this is what we should be looking at as conservatives. That word is truth. God will watch over you if you're distributing truth. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Trump talked about the Wu flu and its origins. They dismissed him. He talked about cures. They dismissed him. He said, we can't let the Chinese in right now. They called him xenophobic. I could go on. No matter what he did, it was going to be bad. He develops the vaccine. They say it's bad. As soon as he's gone, they then tell you it's good. Then they implement all these draconian measures, and he says you shouldn't be doing this, and he goes on. Everything he says turns out to be true outside of Operation Warp Speed, and he's considered a pariah. The only thing that has worked in anything that Joe Biden has done is when he followed the Trump plan, which, by the way, isn't really the Trump plan. It's the common sense plan. That's all it is. So we are fighting internally as conservatives and Republicans. It cracks me up. It's hard for me to keep a straight face and talk about this. We're fighting against a guy who is going against the grain, and I'm going to talk in the next hour more about it, what happened with Nixon, and how it's setting up to be exactly like what Trump is going through. An oppressive government run by a single party, run by people who are unelected bureaucrats, fat cats who are funding these bureaucrats, and all these people selling us out for what? The same thing Stormy Daniels is trying to sell this story out for money, for fame, for fortune. Well, money and fortune are the same. You get what I'm saying? Stormy Daniels is a prostitute. Oh, she disguises it as, I was a adult film star and a stripper. That's what she is. And I'm not talking about the work she did for money. I'm talking about she set her mark. Her marks were men. Men willing to pay for carnal pleasure. And they have a definition for that. I'm not, for those women out there doing prostitution, God bless you. If that's what you want to do with your lives, fine. But admit what you are. And by the way, your government's no different. I'm saying, look, we make one legit and one illegit. If you're a congressman or a senator and you want to do stuff for money, no problem. We elevate you. But if you want to go do what Stormy Daniels and other people do, which is no different, we give you a label. There's no difference between the two. Lobbyists are paying these guys to do, okay, let's look at it through the real lens of something, right? What do we find out about Fauci and these guys that said, look, Mr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci, we don't see how this disease could have possibly been done through animal transmission. This looks lab-born. Fauci calls him up and says, hey, listen. You want some money for your next round of research or whatever? You want to buy that new boat? You want to do whatever? Here's what you need to say, prostitute. And a few days later, you know what they do? They say what he told them to say. What's the difference? You get it. Anybody who goes after Trump gets snake bit because Trump doesn't have to remember his what he says because he's not lying. He's telling you the truth. And he tried to expose the swamp, the dirty underbelly of politics. And these guys said, man, we'll take you out. Well, one of the at the end of a break, I read this paragraph from my editor who wrote this. She says, democracy doesn't work the way we were brought up believing it will work. One would think that party politics work together to advance our country. We assume the party in power will have this great agenda built around the biggest problems it need tackling, and the opposing party will act to safeguard, keeping the train on the tracks, so to speak. And the president is a conductor leading us through the tunnels. But she continued, if we're sticking with that train analogy, Donald Trump upgraded us to a bullet train, and Biden derailed us. But it's not quite that simple, because there's another force at play, one we rarely speak about or acknowledge, permanent Washington. See, Washington is a very patient mistress, if you will. It'll wait for the next John. It'll wait for the next suitor who's willing to keep putting her up, keep paying the bills. I watched Soylent Green the other day, and if you've ever seen this movie, Charlton Heston goes to the girls that are being kept in this very nice apartment. They live a completely different life than the people eating humans, okay? And he says to her, with the benefactor dying, the guy who paid for the house and had these girls sort of acting as his concubine, what are you going to do next? She says, wait to see who the next owner is. Maybe he'll keep me. That's what she says. Well, that's what government is. It's waiting to see who the next owner is. Who's the next big fat cat that's going to fund us and keep us and sell the party lie? And they were hoping that they could get another Bill Gates. Bill Gates is bought into the whole New World Order. They were hoping that Elon Musk would do it. They got Zuckerberg. They got Bill Gates. They got many others. Can we get Elon Musk? Can we get Trump? Because if we can't get you, then we will target you. She goes on, permanent Washington is a force of unelected people who are behind the scenes getting things done, whether they be the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, or even the mainstream media. They shape the narrative. No story better highlights this than the tale of Richard Nixon. Now, I'm going to go into this in the next hour because I want to stop here. But remember what I told you the other day about news. I told you it's manufactured. There's news. Oh, train derailed. This bomber blew up the Boston Marathon. Whatever. There's news. There's stuff that's happening that is news. It's news to you. But then there are things that are wholly orchestrated. And I know people don't believe this. There are organizations out there who take what's in the news and they mold it for what they need it to be. Repackage it, sell it, they go put it on the shelves. And those manufacturers of news send it out to their distribution network that they own, like the Washington Post or the New York Times or whatever. They are owned. You're not going to see the New York... I don't care how bad times get. You're not going to see the New York Times go out of business as long as it follows the party line. And it'll at times make you think, oh, I'm conservative about something. I mean, it's rare, but it'll give you some idea. Check this out. An opinion piece or whatever. But for the most part, it will be the apparatus of the people creating that are manufacturing the news. Wall Street Journal is a perfect example. I grew up thinking of Wall Street Journal. Oh, you read the Wall Street Journal. It's conservative. It's pragmatic. Conservative meaning it has no agenda. It's only looking for truth. Go read it. All these venerable things, these institutions, all the stuff that you hold near and dear. I did that twice, now I have enough. Now three times. It's all a lie. Don't believe it. It's hype. Permanent Washington is real.
Put putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.